and that Woody has. I watched it the other day, but god damn it, I spoke a lot of TMS.
So Kyle was saying he watched The Last Dance and he really enjoyed it, and I had only read some of the people's in it responses. Pippin in particular felt disrespected, and I don't know, basically strong dislike of Jordan because of how he's portrayed. Now I'm watching it and Pippin doesn't come off so bad. Maybe a little soft, but I don't think they painted him like a bad guy.
No, I think what we're seeing is that Pippin was soft and is soft.
He's a little sensitive.
He's still a bitch today. Like Charles Barkley, I don't know who he was making fun of the other day because I don't follow basketball, but I guess somebody had given him
Paul George.
What was Paul George calling himself?
Playoff P.
Playoff P. He's like, you can't call yourself Playoff P. You don't go to playoffs.
No,
you don't see me calling myself champion. If you're losing in the playoffs, you don't see me calling myself Championship Charles. Yo, what's up, CC? Nah, don't nobody say that. I didn't win no championship.
Charles Barkley is the best basketball announcer on air, according to me, by far.
I like him a lot.
He's my favorite. Yes.
He's clearly one of the guys who has so much money that he's just like, I'm just here for the lols.
Yeah. I wonder why he does this. Does he want more money? Does he need more money?
Good morning! Today is Tuesday, September 1st, 2020, and I'm ready for that Labor Day, I tell you what. Not off to the greatest start, so I couldn't start my truck today. I got a new truck recently, not a new truck, you know, I do the Mexican way and buy used, you know, until I can afford to buy whatever car I want cash, you know. Like, I don't get why people front and whatnot when they're leasing cars, you know, and switching over to a new one every 2 years, you know, and claim to be balling out, you know. I could care less as long as it gets me from point A to point B. And, you know, to be honest, I bought this car from somebody I trusted. Didn't look into the hood even when I bought it. I drove it around, felt good, purchased it. And I did look in the hood, you know, I didn't really care, you know, so I didn't really remember. So today, go into my car, and lo and behold, it doesn't start. So I'm like, fudge. You know, I figured maybe I left the lights on, maybe this or that. You know, maybe I left the door unlocked. Maybe this asshole from my neighborhood sabotaged me. Because it has happened for some reason. I don't know why people think that's a good idea, but whatever. So yeah, there's that. Lifted up the hood and look at the battery, and it's a old ass battery with like the 2017, so it's a 3-year-old battery. So I'm like thinking, god, I have to replace my battery. But hopefully the battery that I have in my old car that went to shit, because it's a brand new battery, I literally bought it a couple months ago. Hopefully it fits and I can just swap it in. Wow, it's a bright day. It's funny because the person behind me just ran a red light. I ran a yellow light. I could barely see though, and they straight up ran a red light. I don't know if they're paying attention or they just couldn't see because it's super bright today. But yeah, new month, new day, crazy times we're living in. I think that next month, you know, things might hit the shit. And actually, I've been hearing rumors that October is going to be one of the biggest protesting months, not only in not only of 2020, but of all time. Legendary, you know, legendary protesting. So, and coincidentally, that's also when the spikes are alleged to are going to be happening. So, I don't know what to take from it. Oh my god. So I'm at the exact spot where I got crashed into back in December 2018. Well, I hope my car doesn't shut down on me. So basically, you know, all I did was jiggle the top of my battery, though, and it turned on my car. I forgot to finish telling that story. But I was concerned for my life as I was approaching oh my god, this is the worst spot. I was about to witness a couple accidents. Why are these? Gotta get their fast food in the morning, I guess, and almost cause collisions. Sorry, I'm just. I have to be hyper aware when I'm driving because, you know, I've been in, I think, 4 accidents in my life. Only one has been my fault, you know, and I just hate other drivers, you know. So when I was 16, I got in the next 17, where I was just lost, stuck in my mind. I was just driving. I was paying more attention to what was going on in my head than what was going on in the road. And I remember going to school and just having thoughts. I don't even remember what it was about, but I was just going over these thoughts in my head, and I remember looking over in my, you know, peripheral vision on the right-hand side. There's this truck, you know, and it was stopped. So I just kind of assumed that, I guess, you know, I'm just looking at this back, that he was stopped, you know. So I didn't even slow down, you know, and I guess the light had just turned red or just turned green, and for the other side, and I ended up crossing the intersection and getting tailboned, you know, from the upcoming party. So, you know, that was my bad, you know, but you definitely learn from those kind of things. And luckily no one got hurt, you know, but it you know, pretty much kicked me in the tailpipe. And I had a crappy car for a couple months because we just fixed it up, and luckily I had insurance, everything was good. But you never know, you know. You know, when I'm doing these podcasts, I kind of feel like I'm even more aware of my surroundings, because I'm just trying to take everything around me and make sure I'm able to do this podcast while being safe on the road. You know, and I don't think this podcast would ever happen if I would never take these, do these podcasts on the road. I need to get some peace of mind, some clarity. I don't know, a lot of friends have reached out to me. They want to hang out. It's just tough. I don't know. I can't find the time to get my personal life in order, let alone give time to other people, even if they are my friends. But nonetheless, we're going to try to do some stuff here. Let's see. But yeah, let's talk more about the protest in October. You know, huge social warrior coalitions going on. And on top of coronavirus. Oh, and I'm going to get away from this big-ass truck driving next to me with his cell phone texting. Can't trust anybody. God, I don't want to be at work today. I don't want to commute to work. I don't want to see anybody at work. I just hate that my job delegates that I have to go into the office more than twice, you know, sometimes more, 3 or 4 times a week, you know, when I really would prefer just to go in once a week. You know, I have the type of job where I can't just not go in at all, but it's like, you know, if you have these people that are going to be in every single day, then why have me? You know, like, it's not my fault that the guys who actually want to go in aren't capable of doing the job that requires you to go in, you know, and I was essentially told that I've been doing a job that's beyond my title, you know, and, so who knows how much money I've lost over these last couple of years, you know, getting screwed over, getting taken advantage of by my manager, you know. I just don't, you know, like I think I've been at the point for a few months where I just don't care. Like I'm not like malicious or doing anything, you know, to sabotage my company or my peers, but I'm just don't care anymore. Like, you know, I would drive myself crazy trying to be perfect, you know, and when I realized, you know, it wasn't going to get me nowhere, I'm not going to get promoted, I'm not going to get, you know, it's not going to benefit me to kill myself over a job that I don't get much value out of, or much joy, you know. I just don't want to do it anymore, you know. I'm sick and tired of it. I could, I feel like I'm much better than that. I feel like I'm in my prime, you know, as far as maybe not career, but as my energy, you know. I think my energy is only going to go down from here. You know, once I hit my 30s, I just turned 28. And I think I can provide a lot more value to another company, you know, than trying to just try to keep my head above water in this company that doesn't seem to adjust well, doesn't seem to have much integrity, doesn't seem to have much... I don't know. It just seems so ironic, so hypocritical, a lot of the things they say compared to a lot of the things they do. But either way, I'm happy I was able to fix my vehicle this morning in under 5 seconds. Unexpectedly, I thought I was going to have to jump my car, or I was going to have to just straight out replace my battery, you know, and hope that worked. But and I even started by accident because my car has a starter that never actually worked, you know, and turned out it was just because one of the battery sides of the batteries were loose, so I need to get put the new battery in, either get a new one or use the one I had and make sure it's clamped down on the hinges, is that what it's called, whatever, the terminals, and once I assure myself of that, then we're golden. Should have a good car. But yeah, the cell starter wasn't starting for some reason, and I didn't really care, didn't really look into it. But yeah, so I jiggled the cords a little bit, and then I heard a spark, and kind of at the same time I had the keys in my car, in my palm, and I accidentally pressed the self starter kit, and to my surprise the car just straight up started like nothing, you know. And I guess that was literally the first time that I heard it start up, you know. So I guess when I get home, hopefully I can start the car up, and I'll look into getting it swapped out. I'll see if it's a possibility getting my old battery into this truck. And yeah, wish me luck. Anything else I want to discuss or talk about? I don't know. I've been working on some YouTube videos. If you haven't followed me on YouTube, go ahead and just search up Opochly and check out some of my latest vlogs. That's basically all it is. It's nothing crazy, nothing spectacular. I try to provide some value, some entertainment, but you know, you can only do so much with so much time and so much so much budget. So either way, thank you guys for catching today's episode of the Opochly podcast, and I hope you guys have a blessed day. Thank you.